Okay, we're going to continue this year. So, we're starting the next section. Last time we talked about the idea that a person has to constantly remind himself and ingrain in his heart the concept that there is a Bara Olam, that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created this world, and the eighth of the Machaber gave is that numerous times during the day a person should constantly just say Yesh Bara Olam, there is a creator to this world, and slowly but surely, hopefully, it will seep into the person's heart and become part and parcel of who he is and his being. So really, he starts off the next section. The next section is called Emuna Boirei V'Nivra, the creator and the one who is created. But he says that we have to move on to the next shlav, to the next level. But he says, Ulam kol zois bitznai, it's really on the condition that everything till now, the shlav harishon, the first step, is already kanui, has already been acquired by the person. He's already graduated and finished the concept that we talked about last week, which sounds like he probably wants you to wait a week, more than a week, before you turn the page here, because it should take time to really be ingrained in the person. But we will continue here because we're trying to give a picture and hopefully a way for a person to grow in their Yiddishkeit, and everyone will go according to their own level of how long that they need to get all of these ideas. So after a person has come and worked on it and figured out and ingrained in himself that there is a Borei Olam, and this has turned into Etzem Me'atzmai, it's a piece of him. So now we can move on to the next shlav, to the next step. And the next step, the next shlav is Hayadiyah Shel Borei V'Nivra. And that is that it's one thing to understand that there's a Borei Olam. The next level is to understand that a person, Ha'adam, V'chol Hayakum Kulay, and the whole world are Nivra'im, have been created by this Creator that we already know about. So till now we knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. Now we have to, obviously they're intertwined with each other, but we have to get this idea that we are creations. Now, again, this idea, this knowledge is a davar pashut. Any person who's a maimon believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously understands that we are all have been created. But as we've said many times, our job here is not to know it. Our job, ha'ikra avaydu l'chaya izoyz b'muchash mamish, to live this with as a reality, the reality of living and understanding and feeling and reacting with this piece of knowledge that we have been created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Parai, coming to the parshias of Parai next week, Parai says, Liya Ayriva Noichi Asisani. Parai says that I created myself. So, now, it's interesting because Pare was a little bit of a contradiction, because it seems that he did believe in higher powers. He says at the end of next week's parsha, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Kailai. I know a lot of higher powers, says Pare, but I never heard of this Hashem that you're talking about. So somehow he had this belief in a higher power, but at the same time, even though he believed in this higher power, but that higher power did not create him. He created himself. That's what Parai seemed to have demonstrated. So now, a person might say to himself, that's wonderful. So there was one fool in history, probably a few more to follow him as well, but one that we have documented with a pasuk that decided that he created himself and not a Kaddish Baruch Hu. What does that have to do with us? This guy, Parai, is long gone, and what do we have to do with these old mistakes that he had made or people had made? So he says a very interesting thing here, and he says that we have a Kabbalah from our Rabbi Seinu that everything in the Torah has a shaychis to every single person's neshama. That means to say, when we read about Avram in the Torah, Avram Avinu, and Yitzchak Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu, and Klal Yisrael, everything that we read about and learn about in the Torah really has, on some type of level, every person has those midos in him as well. And the opposite as well. If we read about Lavan, and we read about Pare, and we learn about Bilam, etc., etc., those are also examples of midos that a person has in his neshama. And what this means to say is, and they're not just a remez, it's not just some type of mussar, he says, really understanding, this means to say, for example, the kayach of tahara that a person has in him, that comes from Avram Avinu, who spread emunah to the world. Each of the avos, and we've talked about this other times, I think, we talk about the Zion Rayim on Sukkot. The Zion Rayim is the seven Ushpizim that come, they're called the seven shepherds. They were the ones who gave us all of the kayachas that we have. So when we talk about Avram, Yitzchak, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, and David, all of these tzaddikim, so we are able to tap in because we have kayach from them. Their midos have been ingrained as part of the neshama of Klal Yisrael. And lehapach, the opposite is true also, that all the kayach hatuma that there is in the world that we have personified by all these rishayim, Lavan and Paroi and Bilam and whoever else that we talk about, they also have an effect on the person. Like the Rambam writes, Paroi hu hayetahara ba'amis, that when we look at Paroi and we look at Paroi in the next coming Parshias and all of the bad midas that he had and all the issues that Paroi had, so the Rambam says Paroi is the Yetzahara. That means to say everything that he did and he represents is something that we could relate to. We have those same Yetzahara. We don't have Paroi himself, but we have those same Nishyanas. And when you learn about Paroi and you see what went wrong and what we did to counteract him, etc., etc., a person is supposed to use all of that to fight against the Paroi, his internal Paroi, that Yetzahara that's in him. So that means to say that a person has in him all of these powers, all of these kaiches. He has a pari in him, he has a Ramavinu in him, he has a Yitzchak Avinu in him, he has all of these paris in him. And therefore, if pari is one of those people who expressed the idea that he created himself, so that means deep down, everyone has this also inside of him. They also have the pari inside of him that also wants to believe. And obviously he doesn't wake up one day like Power and say, I created myself. But deep down in there, there's this Nisayan, there's this Yetzara, there's this some internal piece that's saying, I don't know, maybe I'm just here. I created myself, or I was created by myself. So if a person is going to skip the step of ingraining in himself that I have been created, so you have not eradicated that piece of power that's in you. You'll say, where is it? What do you mean? I don't understand. I don't believe I created myself. But if the Torah tells me that power has declared that, the Torah is teaching me that deep down that is something that might be laying dormant somewhere in your heart. It might be some small little thing that who knows when it's going to come out. But if you don't take care of it, you're missing something very important. And just to skip the step and say, okay, I've ingrained in myself that there's a creator to the world. Why do I have to go and work on the step that I have been created? Doesn't it go hand in hand? Paroi didn't see it hand in hand. He believed in some type of creation, but not him. He was an exception to the rule. And if that's true, that means Chazal are telling us that's something every person has to work on. Because no one knows when the Nisayan is going to come, and somehow that dormant piece of information, that Yetzirah inside of him, who knows what it's going to do to the person. Rabbi Yeruchim used to say that a person inside of him has a whole zoo. It's full of animals inside of him, and especially if you think about it in the context of this week's parsha, all of the Shvatim, Yaakov Avinu compares them to different types of animals, because the midos that we have in the world, a person is a small, is a olam hakatan. Every person is a small world. That means to say, all of the kaychas that there are in the world, a person has inside of him. So Binyamin is a zeiv, and Yehuda is an ari, etc., etc. Don is a nachash. They had those certain midos of those animals that were highlighted by Yaakov Avinu that these Shvatim excelled at. Really, Kol Elishif Yisrael. They all had midos of each other. They all had all the midos in them. However, this is something they excelled at, and they used the power of that animal's midah for Kedusha and for good things, and that the potential, it could go both ways, obviously, but that's what they used it for. So Rabbi Yeruchin used to say that a person, inside of him, internally, he's a small little zoo. He has all different types of animals in him, all different types of kaichas, all different types of midas, and if a person's able, and you see Chazal all the time, I used to have a Azkaname, Ratzkatzvi, or Gibber Kari, Chazal used that, so what does that have to do? I'm not an Ari, I'm not a Namer, and there's no animal that has all them in them. So what do you want from me? I got to be this mixture of an animal who is a Ratzkatzvi, Gibber Kari, Azkaname. I didn't find a Namer that's a Ratzkatzvi, I didn't find a Tzvi that's a Gibber Kari, but the Torah says that a person has all of those kaiches, the ability to bring them out. We learn them from the animals, but the person has all of them in all of these kaiches in him. And the same thing here is, it's not just in these kaiches, it's not the kaiches only of the animals, like Yeruchim saying, but we're saying over here that what we learn about in the Torah, those kaiches are also part of a person, and a person has to realize that those are things that he has to work on as well. And if we skip, like we said, and you try to go just to higher madregas without dealing with the yesidus, we're dealing with the foundation, dealing with things that are we think are simple, but they're the bottom line. So then what ends up happening is, if you don't have a strong foundation, so then you're not going to be able to build on top of it. And he says a very important thing. He says, we all have nefilas. We all have times that we slip. We all have times that we fall. Sometimes a person lacks emuna and hashgacha pratis. All different types of nisyanus that a person has. And he says that, and this is something we touched on much earlier in the Sefer, he says the root of that problem, for example, if a person's struggling with hashgacha pratis, so he says the root of the problem is not hashgacha pratis. That's not his problem. The root is long before that. His foundation is weak. His foundation is weak, so when you're going to try to be working on things that are way up, higher up in the building, so they're going to be shvach. You're going to have a hard time. Not because in and of themselves the hashgacha pratis is not the problem, and he might be trying to work very hard on the hashgacha pratis. But if you don't get down to the root of the matter, you don't get down to the foundation, so it's not going to be able to have a good kiyum. And this foundation comes from, number one, living the fact that a person, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, Yesh Bara Olam, like we said last week. And the second yesod is that a person has to take it to the next level, and that is that not only did he create the world, but he created me. I am a Nivra. I have been created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chofetz Chaim used to have a very interesting hanaga. The Chofetz Chaim, any time that he felt that he was feeling a little bit weak, he was shvach, a little shvachkeit in ruchnius, so what he would do is he would open up a chumash and he would start learning parshas Bereishis. Bereishis bar lekim et hashamayim v'saretz, and he would sit down to learn from the chumash, and he wouldn't go delve into Rambans and to the secrets of creation. Simple Pashup Shat Chumash with Rashi, simple understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So every one of us will say, well, Chavetz Chaim needed to be reminded that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. If Chavetz Chaim had any sfeikas, he had to open the Chumash and remind himself. So obviously not. If we think we know it, Chavetz Chaim or the Chavetz Chaim knew it. So what is it? What was the Chofetz Chaim teaching us? The Chofetz Chaim was saying that when a person realizes that he has a shvachkeit in ruchnius, now the ruchnius didn't have to be a shvach. It doesn't mean it was an emuna. The Chofetz Chaim, maybe he felt it was in his limurat Torah. Maybe felt it was in his asiyas hamitzvahs. Whatever the Chofetz Chaim felt, a weakening in any aspect of ruchnius, the Chofetz Chaim said, if I feel that, that means there's something wrong with my foundation. The foundation, I have to go back and strengthen the foundation. And the foundation is Bereishis Bara Elokim. That's Emunah. And therefore, what the Chofetz Chaim would go and do whenever he felt some type of chulsha, instead of trying to tackle the problem specifically, which of course it needs that as well, but the Chofetz Chaim said, first let's strengthen the foundation. Let's go to the Amunah. Let's go Bereishis Bara Elokim. And that, truthfully, is a lot of the problem. A lot of the problem in our Yiddishkeit is that we're so busy grasping and trying to fix this and trying to fix that, and we're never getting to the root of the problem. There's time to fix the smaller things, but if you're always going to be trying to fix them as they come up, so it's one of like those things that you're trying to, you know, you try to hit it, and the other one pops up. You're always hitting one down, the other one's popping up, because you're not getting to the root of it. There's always going to be a problem. If the foundation is shvach, so problem sprouts up here. You take care of that problem, it's going to sprout up somewhere else, because you haven't taken care of the root of the problem. And that is why the Chofetz Chaim would be mechazik himself in the learning of Bereishis. That's what he says. A person is nikshal in lashon hara. A person is nikshal in looking at things that he's not supposed to look at, and he's busy trying to grasp and fix them, but he's not getting to the real problem. And the real problem and the real work that a person should put into when he wants to be misakin things is first the amuna. The amuna has to be clear to him. It has to be part and parcel of him. He has to live with that amuna. If he lives with that emuna, so then everything else is going to come much easier. Of course there'll be nisyonos, but it'll be a whole different world. But the longer the emuna is not being worked on, and the emuna is shvach, so then everything else after that is going to be just so much harder for a person to really work on and really master. Now, how does one work on the emuna that we have been created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that we learn, he says, from Leil Pesach, from the Seder. And in Leil Pesach we know that the Tzura, the way that Chazal and the Torah really set up that a person is supposed to be mechazik themselves, is with questions and answers. Everything about the Seder is questions and answers. Shailas and Tshuvas, right? Ki yisho bincha machar leimer. It's always about a question and an answer. And with that, Chazal through the Torah have shown us a very important yisoid when it comes to the nefesh, the soul of a person. And that is that if a person really wants to ingrain in himself something that's going to remain and be a foundation for his entire life, it has to be, first of all, clear. It has to be with clarity. And that clarity comes about through a question and answer. Question and answer. That's why we find that it says that V'chan ha-ben shoyel. Here the son has manishtana, right? Imein loy ben, says the Mishnah, ishtei shoyelet. So if he doesn't have a son, so his wife asks him. Well, if he doesn't have a wife, so he asks himself. But if he asks himself, just learn it. The answer is that when you ask and you answer, things become clear to the person. It's a certain type of way of learning, and even if you know the answer, but Chazal taught us that for a person's heart to really be kind of different ideas, if it comes through questions and answers, it really makes a roshem and it becomes ingrained in the person. So if that's true, he says that really the way one should approach, and I don't know if the Chofetz Chaim is the one he actually learned it this way, but when you become, he says, you'll come, let's learn, he says, let's learn together the Psukim and Maisa Bereishis. So Bereishis, you start off, Bereishis means B'tchilas HaBriya Bara, that's Rashi doesn't really translate that way, but we won't get into the details at the moment, but Bara, that means there was a creator here, right? There was a Bara. He created. So, meaning, without the Pasuk, you would think the world created itself. The Torah tells us, no, Bara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Or, I'm sorry, there was a creator. And he created this world. That means there are creations. And who was that creator? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was Elikim. Bereishis Bara Elikim. But it's not enough to just look at the Pasuk. The person has to ask the question and say, Bara, what happened here? There was a creation. Who created it? Elikim. I say, oh, it's Pasha. Just read it. Bereishis Bara Elikim, just say it. But Chazal are teaching us with Leil HaSeder that if you say Bereishis Bara Elikim 100 times, Hashem created the world, that's one thing. But if you say it in a question and answer form, it goes into your heart. You ask me how it works, I don't know how it works. But the Torah that created the person tells you how to do it. Right? If you want to read the manual of how things work, so you're going to try to program something. I have a better way of programming it. You can program it however you want, but if you're going to read the instructions, tell you program it the way it's going to keep the memory. Sometimes you type something in and it keeps on deleting itself. Why? Because you didn't do it right. Right? So here also, it's possible a person can learn Bereishis Barlikim, but the Torah is telling us that if you do things through questions and answers, it makes an entirely different Roshim on the person. And he says here, that's what a person has to constantly do. A person has to constantly chazer over and remind himself that there was a Rabbeinu Shalom who created this world. What did he create? It's a Shemayim v'Zaharetz. And a person can constantly say, well, who created this world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. So you say, it sounds very childish. But as we said last week, when these things, these constantly, yesh bayra olam, it makes a roshim on the person. The more you say things, and here, where we're saying it should be through a question and answer, so then, it sounds like I'm asking myself simple questions, but it's making a roshim on the person. And if it's making a roshim on the person, it's going to become the foundation of the person's life. So, there's really two steps to this. And the two steps are, number one, as we said last week, there's a creator. Then you look around the world and you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. And that's something very important. You look around and you say, well, who created this? Who created this animal? Who created this grass? Who created these flowers? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. That's really step number one. But as Parai understood there may be a creator, none do with him. Someone created the world, but I created myself. The next level is that a person has to realize that he himself, who created my hands, who created my foot, who created my head, who created my mouth, who created every piece of me, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through asking the question and answering the question constantly, it slowly becomes a part of the person that he realizes that he has been created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Pari said he created himself, and that little piece of Pari is in us, slowly they'll be eradicated, and when you eradicate that, that is setting this strong foundation of Emuna that I am a Nivra. I have been created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created the world, and I have been created by Him. And the same way as we said last week, that constantly throughout the day a person has to remember Yesh Bayre Olam, this next level is the same thing. It's a constant reminder. It's a constant reminder that everything in front of the person, everything he sees, he's questioning who created it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. It, and then myself. When that happens, eventually it's going to come that it'll be so ingrained in the person that when he's going to look around, all he's going to see is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he's going to look around at the world, everything is going to be screaming at him, I am a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So not only is he living with the idea that there is a creator to this world, every time he opens his eyes and looks around, everything is going to be a reminder and screaming at him, Ani Nivra Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am something that was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you are able to come to that madrega, that when you look around and everything you see, first thing that comes to mind, and that's what it means, that it's screaming at you. Obviously it's not screaming at you. If you hear it screaming at you, we have other problems probably. But you in your mind see it's been created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who made the table? Well, of course, somebody made it. Which company made it? Yeah, all different Hashvainas. But what's my first thought? If it's here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. And that is the second shlav of our Avodah. And that is, just to wrap up, so to speak, we've already established that the tachlis of every person is to become karuv and dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to say that my entire life revolves around this one thing that I'm connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to take it level by level to get to that madrega. The first level is Yesh Bayre Olam. A person has to ingrain in themselves that there is a creator to this world. Yesh Bayre Olam. And that takes a lot of work. As we said, it's much more than 1 week's worth of reminders. But the next level is, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But then, to look around and live that I'm a Nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything in this world is a Nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm able to live with the Amuna, then not only is there a Bayre, but I am a Nivra of that Bayre. So when I'm going to wake up in the morning and I'm going to look around, the one thing I'm going to see is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I has created this world. Everything here has been created by Him. I am created by Him. The entire Bria is created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Shlav number 2. That is our second step here in understanding that we've been created. But with one last nakuda, we'll finish here, and that is that it's not voracious bar elikim. Of course, that's what the pasuk says. And we said our job here is emuna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a boirei. Boirei is lashon hayva. It's present tense. Yoytzer or uboirei choyshech, we say every day in davening. It's a constant thing. Mechadish b'kol yoyim tamid masiv voracious ka'amor. What do we say? Lo'oisei oirim gedolim. Don't say she'asa. That's what we're saying in davening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly creating, more like the pasuk says, La'oisei Lashon Haiva. And that is with the realization that when you realize you're a Nivra, it's not a Nivra that happened 20, 30, 40 years ago. It's a Nivra that's happening every single moment of the day. Every single morning and every single moment of the day, a person is being created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So once we've established as the Bayri Olam, we've established we've been created. But the twist of being created is that it's not a Nivra in the past, it's a Nivra in the present sense, that HaKadosh, present tense, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's constantly creating us. We are constantly a Nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as we're going to go on to the next Shlav, into the next step, that's very important to remember that it's a constant Nivra. We are constantly being created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Bezat Hashem, we will continue next week. Thank you.